Faith conversations can happen at any time, so it's really important to be ready. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for the Lighthouse Report, and Jerry Wiles knows God can use him to share with people, even at 35,000 feet.
I was on a plane with a lady who was traveling from an East Asian country, a very atheistic country. She was well-educated, spoke good English, and she was asking me questions, and I just made some comments about what we do in helping people get clean water and teaching them important principles of life. And so in that conversation, I had mentioned that I was reading my New Testament. I had my New Testament. She asked me, she said, "Is that a dictionary?" And I said, "No, it's a New Testament." She said, "What is a New Testament?" I said, "Well, it's a book about Jesus of Nazareth."
And simply explaining a little bit about the Bible was eye-opening.
She said, "Who is Jesus of Nazareth?" And I said, "Well," so I started explaining a little bit to her, you know, and then I said, "Altogether, it's 66 books known as the Holy Bible." It's the Old Testament, New Testament. When I said Holy Bible, she said, "Oh, I saw one of those one time in a hotel room in Uganda." So I told her the story of the woman at the well, just kind of a summary version of it. Then I handed her my New Testament, and she read the whole chapter of John 4. She handed it back to me. And I said, "Well, there's another person who had a life-changing experience by encountering Jesus of Nazareth." And then I told her the story of Nicodemus. So she read the whole chapter of John 3. And then she handed my New Testament back, and she said, "Thank you. You've made this a happy trip for me." So in that conversation, she had already said, "I need to get one of those books. I told her, I said, "We can probably find one in a bookshop in Uganda."
Taking the time to share with people can make all the difference. Do you want some tips and ideas on how you can do that better? Why don't you go to lighthousereport.com?